If ever you want to go to heaven, Jesus Christ is your only hope of getting there. Hello again. This is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. I am so privileged to have the opportunity to speak to you one more time about the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us know, by the way, if we'll be alive tomorrow. We don't know that. So I'm glad to have a chance to speak to you today. I don't know whether I'll be alive tomorrow, and I don't know whether you'll be alive tomorrow. I'm not a pessimist, but I'm just a realist. We don't know the day or the hour when we will depart this life. So I'm glad to have a further opportunity to speak to you about your soul. We've been looking all this week in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, and there we see the story of Jesus and the hopeless case. It's where Jesus encounters a demoniac. Now, a demoniac is somebody who's possessed by the devil. This poor soul, he's in torment. He's living amongst the tombs, the graves of the deceased people. The neighbors have come and have tried to chain him up because he's so violent, and he just breaks the chains. Nobody can help this man. Nobody can get through to him. And then Jesus steps off the boat, and Jesus goes and encounters those demons. This poor man, he was so demon possessed, he didn't even have his own vocabulary. He had to speak the language of the demons. But Jesus encounters him, and swiftly Jesus delivers him. Let me tell you this, there's nobody whose case is too hard for Jesus. Your case isn't too hard, sir. No, I don't care who you are. It's not too hard. You're not too hopeless. You're not beyond the reach of mercy. No. Our God has come to this earth in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus. And he is all powerful, and he can set you free. Yeah, he really can. Before the end of this broadcast even, he is so powerful, nothing can stop him. Well, Jesus sets this demoniac free and casts all the demons out of him. And then the neighbors come and they say, hey, this man's been set free. Here he is, he's clothed and in his right mind. And you know what they do? An astonishing thing. The neighbors, do you know what they do? In verse 37 of Luke chapter 8, they ask Jesus to leave. Here Jesus has just helped the worst case in society. He has just set free the most dangerous villain in their lives. And rather than welcoming Jesus, they tell him to leave. Well, do you know what Jesus did? He didn't try to say, hey guys, don't you know? No, he left. See, Jesus is God clothed in humanity. Imagine him being ordered around by his own creatures. Who do you think you are telling me to leave? But that wasn't his attitude. But the tragic thing is, those people were the losers. They ordered him to leave. What about you? Have you any time for Jesus? Do you know that you need his mercy? Won't you come to him today? If you're a hopeless case, won't you say, Jesus, please set me free. Don't send him away. Don't reject him. Come to him just as you are, and he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016.